Welcome to the tour of the city of Scranton that focuses on downtown Scranton, and we're particularly going to be taking a look at issues concerning the built environment, but also ways in which some choices around the built environment affect our values and what we would understand to be just, especially in terms of social justice. By the built environment, remember, we mean buildings, but anything that's human-made. So that can include streets, the sewer system, parks, lights, surveillance cameras, all of that sort of thing. One of the things that I'd like you to know about, although we're not going to take a tour of the campus today, but to just think about the fact that we have city streets here. We're at the corner of Monroe and Linden Street, and if you're listening to this recording and you're not in that location, please turn off the recording and move to that locale before you begin. So the tour is beginning at the base of St. Thomas. We're on the corner of Monroe and Linden Street. These are two still functioning city streets. All the rest of the zebra was at one point city streets, and obviously that makes a big difference in terms of the how the city functions, but also how the campus functions. And the city, the university had to compensate the city for the use of the streets, but they never had to compensate people who lost business because of traffic patterns and that sort of thing. So it's something to think about. So the next thing I want us to think about is why the campus was built here. It was built in the original Scranton family estate. So let's take a walk towards the building that we call the estate. We're going to be crossing Linden Street. On the left-hand side, we see the Lackawanna Historical Society building. That's one of the few buildings that the university does not own. And it gives you a sense of what this neighborhood looked like before the University of Scranton was built. There were many, many houses like that in this area, because this is an area, like the original estate, that was really built based on